This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone. Before the break, we heard John Cassidy say that a reliable indicator is employment, and so far, so good.
Very big economic development today with a very strong jobs report. Employers added 372,000 jobs in June. The unemployment rate hovering still 3.6% as the Fed focuses on taming inflation. The unemployment rate still hovering near 50-year lows. Wages up 5.2% from a year ago.
And look, you got 372K new jobs. This continues. But the conflicting sign here is you have the GDP going down, you have the supply chain problems, you have inflation we just discussed. Are we headed for a recession?
One of the hallmarks of a recession would be low employment demand, but that's absolutely not what we're seeing.
Ronnie Mola is a senior data reporter at Vox's Recode and author of the recent article, How to Make Sense of the Very Weird Job Market.
We're seeing lots of people quitting, we're seeing very few layoffs, and we're seeing lots of job openings.
There has been debate over the so-called Great Resignation. It's true, a lot of people did leave the workforce, retiring early, a lot of women who couldn't get childcare and so forth. But wasn't it more of a great reshuffling?
Yeah, I mean, people aren't just leaving their jobs and not working at all. They're leaving their jobs for what they perceive as better jobs, you know, jobs that pay better, jobs with sort of immeasurable stuff like better work-life balance and flexibility, and they can kind of get more of what they want. You know, I don't want to overstate worker power. Obviously, yeah. Like it's the employer who's still in power, but more so than in recent history, employees have a little bit of leverage.
Yeah, I just wondered whether the Great Resignation was kind of a grudge phrase invented by people who were offering jobs that just weren't very good.
That's definitely a fair criticism of 11 million open jobs. A lot of those are jobs that people don't want. That said, wages have been going up across the board, on average 5% across the private sector in June compared to a year earlier. That's a big jump. Part of that is there's such a demand for workers that in some of the crappiest jobs out there, the lowest paying jobs out there, those companies are having to offer a lot more money. But they're also continuing to offer things like retention bonuses, signing bonuses. And that's not just isolated to the tech sector where we're used to these sort of perks. That's happening in retail. That's happening, you know, manufacturing and warehouses. And that's something that there would be no need to offer if they were having an easy time finding workers.
But getting back to the money issue, we've been hearing that wages are falling.
So we know in June it went up 5% compared to the year before. But when you factor in how much the cost of goods has gone up, it's actually gone down 3.6%. So, you know, inflation is rising faster than wages, which were already rising pretty fast. Inflation is just rising faster.
To summarize on the inflation issue, so wages up 5%, inflation up almost 9%, then that means wages down almost 4%.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics says that wages went up 5%. So, you know, from $100 an hour to $105 an hour. But when they put it in like 1984 or 1982 dollars, it actually went down. So they do the calculation based on the consumer price index. So in real dollars, spending power, it went down 3.6%.
And what does the consumer price index measure?
It's a basket of goods across the whole economy. Mm-hmm. You know, it ranges from just how much it costs for a t-shirt to how much it costs for gas. And it takes a basket of goods across the economy and says, last year with $100, you could get this much stuff. And this year, you could get this much stuff. And you could get a lot less with that because the prices have gone up so much. Mm-hmm. And one thing I noted in the article was that while demand is down in certain parts of the economy, surely, the companies that are hiring are making the calculation that, hey, we can make more money if we had people to work here. We could have sold more sandwiches if I had another person working at the deli. So they're making this calculation and saying, like, there's still money to be had and we could make more money, but we need more employees.
So let's say there is a recession as defined by the economic powers that be. Could the job market protect us from a faltering economy?
They could help with the depth of the recession. Obviously, if people stop spending, if businesses aren't bringing in enough money, they will have to lay off people. If people are spending less, then you'd expect higher unemployment. That hasn't happened yet. That there is so many open jobs right now that everyone is hiring leads you to believe that at least demand for products that these companies are selling has not decreased enough yet.
What do you think of the coverage of the job market? Do you think we're getting a fairly clear picture of a muddled situation or not?
There's just so many inputs here and so many different things going on that it's not just one story. It's not just about people at the low end in retail jobs quitting. It's also people in high tech who are quitting. There is this tendency to sort of have these very contrarian hot takes, you know, like everything you thought you knew about X is wrong. And while like sometimes that's valid, oftentimes I see that headline and then you read it and you're like, oh, you mean this thing is slightly different or it wasn't completely true or, you know, wasn't the case in all instances, but generally still stands. You know, I see why like that's an attractive thing, but sometimes, you know, the great resignation is just sort of chugging along.
Ronnie, thank you very much.
It was a pleasure.
Ronnie Mola is a senior data reporter at Vox's Recode and author of the recent article, How to Make Sense of the Very Weird Job Market.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.